In case you don't recognize that famous high note, it's Mariah Carey in a social media video she dropped on November 1st this year. In the video, she breaks out of a frozen vault wearing a skin-tight red Santa outfit to let us know it's time for... All I Want for Christmas Is You. For so many people in recent decades, it's become the Christmas song. And it's climbed to the top of the Billboard Hot 100 every single year since 2019. But there's another holiday classic that's been nipping at Mariah's heels for years.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Brenda Lee's 1958 hit, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. This year, her record label went all in to finally push the song to number one. There was a new music video with a cameo from Trisha Yearwood and Tanya Tucker. And Lee got a TikTok account at 78 years old.
Hello, Brenda Maders. Grandmother is here.
It worked. This week, 65 years after its release, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree topped the Billboard Hot 100 for the very first time.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Coming up, Brenda Lee on her new old-fashioned hit and a remarkable career. It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Scott Detrow. It's Friday, December 8th.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
It's Consider This from NPR. Brenda Lee has earned a lot of accolades in her career, and she's much bigger than a single Christmas song. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and also the Country Music Hall of Fame. But a number one hit is still a big deal, especially all these years later. So that's where we started our conversation.
I feel like I need to start the interview by saying, congratulations, you did it. You're number one.
Well, you know what? That is still not connecting with my brain. I'm just so thrilled. For the writer, I was very close to the writer, Johnny Marks, and I wish he was here to witness all this, but it's a great song. It's a wonderful song, and Lord, has it been good to me. I never thought that a Christmas song would be my signature song, but yeah, it is, and I'm proud of it.
You know, there's always a moment to me every November where I'm in the store and I hear a Christmas song for the first time and I think, oh, all right, it's Christmas season. I'm wondering, do you have a moment each year where you hear yourself in a store or out there when you hear Rocking Around the Christmas Tree for the first time for the season? And what does that feel like?
It still feels pretty surreal. It really does. And when I say that, people say, oh, Brenda, good Lord, that thing came out when you were 12 or 13 or however old you were. I said, but you know what? It never gets old.
Can we go back to when you first recorded it? Because you just mentioned right there you were 13 when the song came out. And I think this latest generation of fans have been surprised to learn you were so young because your voice sounds so full in the recording. You do not sound like a 13-year-old. I mean, what was going on in your life at that time? What do you remember about going into the recording studio and recording this song?
Well, I remember that my great producer, Owen Bradley, he had the air conditioning turned to zero because we recorded it, of course, in the summer. And he had a Christmas tree up, and we just had a great time doing it. You know, good songs are easy to do. And I think we did that one maybe in one rehearsal and one take.
You know, this past few weeks, there's been so much attention. You've been climbing the charts. There's been this push to get this to number one. And, of course, Mariah Carey is the other singer who in recent years has been so identified with the number one Christmas hit. Have you and her had any conversation in recent weeks, I'm wondering?
No, but I'd love to. I love Mariah. I'm a big fan. Her Christmas song is great. You know, there's room for all of us. And if it's good, it's everything. So
I listen to both of you a lot around this time of year, so I appreciate you both.
I bet you do. I bet you get tired of us.
No, not for another few weeks.
Well, that's big of you. Thank you so much.
You mentioned before, you are totally fine with the fact that this is the song that is in people's minds. But I wanted to talk about the rest of your career, if you're up for it for a few minutes.
Absolutely. A dum-dum, a diddly-dum, uh-huh.
A dum-dum, a diddly-dum, oh yeah. There's an anecdote that's floated around a lot of the profiles that mentions that there was one point in time where the Beatles opened for you.
That's exactly right. I used to work with the guys when I first started going to England, touring over there, and just loved them. I was closest, I guess, to John. Knew they were going to be huge. Brought back a little acetate that they made for me, and I took it to my record company, and I said, I need you to hear these guys, and I need you to sign them. Well, they turned them down, and of course, the next thing you know, it's all about the Beatles, so you just never know, but I knew they were good. A music sweet, the lights
are low, playing a song on the radio. You know, you had success so young, and so many people who have success so young have a harder time in life. It seems like you've lived a really fulfilling, long life. It seems like things have worked out pretty well. What do you think the trick was to navigating being so famous early on in your teen years and coming out of it seemingly pretty okay?
Well, I think that the greatest thing was nobody ever told me I was famous. I loved what I did. I loved singing. I loved the whole scope of the industry. And I just wanted to be a part of it. I didn't have to be number one to be happy. And I think when you can get to that place in life, in anything that you do, you're going to be successful.
Of your other hits that people these days might not be as much familiar with, what's your favorite? What's one that we should make sure to include in this segment?
Well, you need to include I'm Sorry.
I'm sorry. So sorry that I was such a fool.
The early stuff, because that's really how I cut my teeth and learned what I was doing. I appreciate the songwriters that brought them to me. I appreciate the great A-team, the musicians, because they were like my big brothers, and the Anita Kerr singers. It's just listening to all these great guys do their thing and share their talent with me.
Love was blind, and I was too blind to see.
And it just don't get any better than that.
Well, Brenda Lee, I've got to say, I get a sentimental feeling every time I hear your song, and it was truly wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and congratulations again. The number one song in the country right now, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Thank you. Keep on rocking.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with bows.
It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Scott Detrow.
There's a lot to stay on top of on any given day. You might have to break things down into smaller pieces in order to keep up. That's why we're introducing the new Consider This newsletter from NPR. Every weekday, we sift through all the day's news and bring you one big story in an easily skimmable format, so you become a mini expert on a major topic each day. Sign up for free at npr.org/considerthisnewsletter.
Numbers that explain the economy. We love them at The Indicator from Planet Money. And on Fridays, we discuss indicators in the news, like job numbers, spending, the cost of food, sometimes all three.
So my indicator is about why you might need to bring home more bacon to afford your eggs. I'll be here all week.
Wrap up your week and listen to the Indicator podcast from NPR.
On the TED Radio Hour, in the middle school cafeteria, Tai Toshiro always sat with his equally nerdy buddies.
The socially awkward kids who were the furthest thing from cool.
And he often wondered,
why am I so socially awkward and what am I going to do about that?
Now Tai is a psychologist and expert on awkwardness, and he has some answers. That's on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.